Kentucky, Wisconsin, Michigan State, and Duke make up this year's men's Final Four. Tyus Jones is a freshman on the Duke basketball team, and this season the 6'1" guard has averaged nearly 12 points, 6 assists, and 4 rebounds per game. Jones played a critical role in helping the Blue Devils reach the biggest stage in men's college basketball, and part of his training for this moment came playing against women. Joining me to explain is Sports Illustrated's Andrew Lawrence. Andrew, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me.
In the WNBA, as in many sports leagues, teams will use so-called scout teams to imitate opponents during practice. Tell us how Tyus Jones ended up on the Minnesota Lynx scout team while he was still in high school.
It's a funny story. His family had a relationship with Jim Peterson, who's an assistant coach with the Lynx and a former player and a guy who's sort of responsible for wrangling the practice players for the Lynx. And he tries to keep about 20 or so guys on call that he can find at a moment's notice to sort of come in and mimic various opponents that they're going to face throughout the season. When he arrived, it wasn't sort of with the expectation that he would practice, but once he sort of got the gist of what was going on, they totally gave him the green light to come on, and he was sort of off and running from there.
The Lynx aren't just another WNBA team. What kind of competition was Jones up against in these scrimmages?
During the time that he practiced with them, which was from 2011 to 2013, the Lynx were arguably the WNBA's best and deepest basketball team. Their two guards in particular, Lindsey Whalen and Simone Augustus, are highly decorated college players, multiple WNBA All-Stars who would pretty much lead that team to two championships in that three-year span. So this was really steep competition.
In your article about Jones, you can tell how much the staff and players on the Lynx respect and admire him. He's only 18 years old at this point. What is it about Jones that has left such a lasting impression on the players on the Lynx?
Well, I think it's two things. One, I think it's because he came in with such mutual respect for them, and they really liked that. He also was very advanced from an IQ, a basketball IQ standpoint. I mean, he was watching a lot of them, and he was watching a lot of just the league in general. And he was skilled enough to be able to execute it in the same way. So it's really, they very rarely do they get a chance to practice against a player of his caliber, and that still stands out even now.
Just out of curiosity, are these guys on the scout teams playing against WNBA players paid for their work?
They're not. I mean, the most they can hope for is maybe a couple free lunches in between, but basically they're playing for the love of the game. I mean, the Lynx treat their practice players better than most in that they, when they win, the practice players are guaranteed that they will have their own float in the celebration parade to sort of bask in the moment and throw beads from and just sort of enjoy themselves. But other than that, there's no promise of getting rich doing this.
Andrew Lawrence is a staff writer for Sports Illustrated, and you can link to his story, Tyus Jones' Journey from WNBA Scout Team to Duke Freshman Star, at onlyagame.org. Andrew, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.